brought to you by Penguin.
A Guest at the Feast, written and read by me, Colm Tobin.
Part 1. Cancer. My Part in Its Downfall. London Review of Books, 2019.
It all started with my balls. I was in Southern California and my right ball was slightly sore. At the beginning I thought the pain might be caused by the heavy keys in the right-hand pocket of my trousers banging against my testicle as I walked along the street. So I moved the keys into my jacket pocket. Pain stayed for a while, and then it went away, and then it came back. I was doing readings every day, selling my melancholy stories to the people of Orange County and places south. I wondered some days if there might be a doctor in the audience who, if I made a suitable announcement at the end of the reading, could make this pain in my right testicle go away. But I didn't want to make a fuss. When the readings were done, I went to L.A. and ignored my balls. Then I went to London and looked them up on the internet. It was clear what I had. The right testicle was painful but not swollen, but the veins around it had decided to swell up a bit. The internet made clear what this condition was called. A hydrocele is a type of swelling in the scrotum that occurs when fluid collects in the thin sheath surrounding a testicle. Older boys and adult men can develop a hydrocele due to inflammation or injury within the scrotum. A hydrocele usually isn't painful or harmful and might not need any treatment. Adult men with a hydrocele might experience discomfort from the heaviness of a swollen scrotum. Pain generally increases with the size of the inflammation. A hydrocele might be associated with an underlying testicular condition that can cause serious complications, including infection or tumour. Either might reduce sperm production or function. I wrote stuff during the day and then attended a few parties and wandered in galleries in London and went about my business in the pretty sure knowledge that I had a hydrocele. Had I been sure how to pronounce it, I might even have started to boast about it. Sometimes, however, my ball was sore and the swelling became more significant. One evening, I made my way to one of the London hospitals and was put in the line for accident and emergency. When a doctor finally saw me, because she was a woman and it involved my balls, she had to have a nurse with her while she was inspecting me. As the doctor looked at my testicles, the nurse looked at me and at the doctor. I looked at the nurse and at the floor. The doctor said there was nothing in the blood or the urine that pointed towards a clear diagnosis. For that, I would have to get an ultrasound. The hospital would contact me to arrange that. She didn't think it was cancer, she said, as there was no sign of a lump anywhere. So that was good news. The bad news was that the pain in my right ball grew more annoying. I managed to make an appointment with a urologist in Dublin and flew home one morning in late June. As soon as he examined me, the Dublin urologist seemed concerned, though he said nothing. He arranged some blood tests and an ultrasound, telling me that unlike with kidneys and livers, a biopsy on a ball is rarely a great idea. The ultrasound was done by two young guys filled with kindness and sympathy. Both seemed fully aware that taking your trousers and underpants down and lying flat on your back and then having some sort of gel poured on your junk before a type of prod begins to zoom around the outside of your balls is no fun. And they outdid each other in being nice to me. When they had performed their magic, they told me that they would have to go further, and this meant that the little towel they had put over my dick, such as it is, would have to be removed. "I know this is shaming for you," one of them said. I sat up, rested on my elbows, and looked at him. "When you get to my age," I told him, "nothing is shaming." It was decided that I should go on various antibiotics for a week, and then they would see what to do. In that week, the swollen veins disappeared, but the ball itself got harder and bigger. When I came for the next appointment, the urologist asked me if I was fasting. I hadn't bothered to have breakfast, so I told him truthfully and innocently that I was. "In that case," he said, "I can fit you in today."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?